Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL when you go to ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to... Well, our normal host here, the first chair host, Ian Freeman, who is on day 46 of his religious retreat in beautiful Keene County Correctional Facility.
Hey guys, can you hear me all right? You guys were breaking up a little bit there a moment ago. I want to make sure that
we hear you
okay.
Just fine.
You're just
and
fine.
Hi, Ian.
Okay.
We miss you.
Good. Hey. So I was listening in. You guys obviously just started a new hour, so it's probably a bunch of new people tuned in. I don't know if you intended to continue your topic. But
it's Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want.
Right. Well, I wanted to comment on it, so could you recap for folks what...
Absolutely. Yeah, we were discussing an article in which a couple bought a plot of land and intended to build a home on it, but the EPA came in and threatened them with fines of $37,000 per day if they didn't fill in the digging that they had done and put some trees every 10 feet and then let the property sit for 3 years. Apparently it was on a wetland or something.
Right, and it was supposedly in a residential division. There were houses all around, so they
yes.
had no expectation of this
exactly.
being a problem. Now, you'd mentioned, I didn't hear the call, but you'd mentioned there was, a gentleman who called earlier, and maybe you guys were talking about some perhaps market-based, free market solutions to environmental problems, and somebody called in apparently and expressed concern that, he might have to pay for some sort of a study to be done to determine whether or not land or air was being polluted and was concerned
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yes, I believe it was a gentleman who had a deal where he was painting a house for rent. And he said that the truck that he was using to paint was spewing some kind of fluid all over the yard. And
well, that was really irrelevant to the statement. Essentially, his claim is that people pollute, and there's no doubt they do.
Mm-hmm.
People will sometimes pollute, and if I am held liable for that person polluting on the land next to mine, proving that my land has been polluted, obviously it's going to cost me money to have somebody come out and prove that my land has been polluted. And he's right.
Well, I was thinking. It's interesting to kind of just imagine how the free marketplace might handle situations like this because, I mean, who doesn't want to have clean air and clean water and beautiful trees around to enjoy? I mean, I suppose there are a few people like that in the world, but I don't know any of them. And so people look to the government, unfortunately, because they've been trained this way to take care of the environment. And unfortunately, maybe they don't realize that the government is the number one polluter in America, specifically the U.S. military,
yes.
Doing all manner of just horrible pollution, not just to the earth, but also in the oceans as well.
And I think most people know that the government is a terribly inefficient organization to handle anything. But they don't. They're lost. They believe that you must have the paradigm of, since government claims for itself the monopoly privilege of the use of force, then. Well, what else are we going to do? We have to go to government to get these things fixed.
Well, it's like asking the fox to guard the hen house, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to imagine for a moment what it would be like if you didn't have the government. Well, first of all, you'd want to have private property. You'd want to have property everywhere be private, including things like rivers and lakes. And you'd want to have, and of course, your property rights would extend to the air that comes onto your property. So if somebody's polluting down the street from you and it's blowing nasty soot or some other chemical onto your property, if you're concerned about that, I would imagine there would be groups that would run that testing for you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some environmental groups would run that testing for you for free on the speculation that, first of all, number one, that just do it as community service, but number two, on the speculation that if they did find something wrong, they'd have their costs recouped in a court decision that would be made. Of course, we're talking about a world.
That much is certainly true.
Yes.
If there was some kind of free market court system to which one could go,
Well, you could even imagine a bunch of neighbors getting together. Let's say everyone that was downstream in that river that might be being polluted, you know, everyone may get together and split the cost of having some testing done so that they'd have some evidence to use possibly against the person
polluting. And maybe it wouldn't cost as much as you'd think because,
yes.
You know, again, people underestimate the ability of the marketplace to drive costs down. For instance, right now in today's world, there are a bevy of well providers, auto or water treatment providers. You give them a call, they come out to your house and they test your water for free. Now they're doing it on speculation that you're going to say, you know, all this nasty stuff in your water. You're going to hire them for their services. The point is, it clearly can't cost them that much to do that testing if they're willing to offer it to, you know, to go around to do it to people's houses for free.
Yes, that is a really good point, and I'm glad you brought that up, Ian, because it's completely true. There are places that you can get this stuff done for free, and, you know, maybe it's an expectation of future services, or maybe it's just out of goodwill, but the point is, you're right, it's not that expensive to get it done.
There's one more point on polluters in the free market. If companies, you know, these evil corporations that are doing polluting today, they know that they will be held liable. Because right now, a lot of corporations are grandfathered in under governmental regulations. Oh, well, you're already existing. You're already spewing all this stuff out. That's okay. We're only going to apply these regulations to new companies. So
yeah.
Companies know that they will be held fully liable, commercially liable, financially liable for the actions that they take. They know that if they drop that sludge into the river, somebody's going to figure that out down the line, and there's going to be a case against them. They're going to have to, you know, pay out big time, clean up, pay out, and then they're going to have to try to pass those costs on in the cost of their product to their customers, which, of course, makes their competitors who are more ecologically sound, offering products that are safer to the environment, will have a leg up on anybody that does pollution because they'll get caught and they'll have to pay the price, and possibly it could put them out of business rather than having the government protect those companies today. So it's
just
kind of interesting to look at how the market could solve these problems and all the problems that people perceive of. They're just not looking at it, I think, in the right way. And they're falling back on the old belief of, well, we just need to turn to this violent monopoly to solve the problems. And I think that we can really look at some more creative solutions.
Yeah, there's always a solution that doesn't involve force, right? I think that's something that we can apply to all of the things that people think we need government for.
And is the inefficiencies the government brings to a situation. I mean, how inefficient is it for a person to, randomly buy a $26,000 plot of land and then be told by the government that they can't build on it, that they'd have to put some trees down and maybe they can build on in 3 years
or
something?
They might be able to build on it if they pay the government $250,000 and request permission, right?
Right. It is immoral to build on it right now, but if you wait 3 years and pay us $250,000, then it will be moral to build on it. I mean, this is the position of the organization that gets to arbitrate what right and wrong is.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, sounds about right.
You know, just to bring
people know that politicians are lying when their lips are moving, but they allow them to be in charge of the organization that decides what right and wrong behavior is. What kind of nutty paradigm is this? If you have a paradigm where people are both good and bad, or have in them good and bad actions or actors or whatever, whether you believe that people are genuinely all bad or all good, it seems ludicrous to me. But if you have good and bad people of different varying degrees, wouldn't the worst people be attracted to positions of power where they can lord it over other people and use it for monetary gain?
Yes.
Isn't that what government is?
We see examples of that happening all the time.
Force will never work. Force will never solve any problem ultimately in the long run.
I think force can solve problems of other force. If you're talking about reciprocal force
aggressive force.
Aggressive force.
Maybe in the short term it could work, but I think long-term solutions definitely require voluntary means, for sure.
Well, I mean,
yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for the time tonight.
Yep, thanks you for the call. Ian, take it easy there in jail. For those of you who don't know why Ian's in jail, he stood in front of a police car because he felt that they were taking a young woman to jail unjustly, and he wanted to do what he could do about that. So I guess waylaying the cop for 45 seconds while they arrested him was what that was. So
he
he's
had
in
a
jail
principle
for 14 more days. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at fff.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's a completely interactive show. And we have a completely interactive website. You can go there and put news stories or blog posts or whatever you'd like to have there. You can link to them. People will vote up your links, vote them down. You can do the same to other people. Believe me, you're getting a lot more views on news stories there than you are on your Facebook feed. I can assure you. It's freetalklive.com. Let your voice be heard on the air or online. freetalklive.com. Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month and do it for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. I like to go there and just look at the sayings. They're very clever. I've got one in the back of my car that says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
True story. That's unfortunate, but true.
That's right. Politico.com actually backed it up. So it's LibertyStickers.com. So, Stephanie, if you would continue with the story here about this family that, well, apparently they have been sued to the tune of like $4 million.
Well, yeah, just for anybody who's just tuning in, this family purchased a plot of land in order to build a house on it, and it was in a residential area surrounded by a bunch of houses already, but they were fined by the EPA, threatened with fines, I should say, of about $40 million and told that they could not build the house that they were planning to build on the property that they already ostensibly owned. So it says that then they would, for costs estimated at roughly $250,000, be able to request permission from the government to build on their own land, only if they had, you know, filled in all the digging that they already did and let the property sit for 3 years. I don't know what the point of that was, but yeah, it's crazy.
Let's go to Mike in Madison, Wisconsin here. We're, you know, this is the show about your calls. We like to get them in as quick as we can. Mike?
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just called to see what you guys actually like about America. It sounds like you don't like taxes, you don't like schools, you don't like environmental protection.
What is America?
What do you like? What is America?
Yes.
It's a collection of people that stand united, I thought. But if you're going to knock everything the government tries to do for one another, do you like social programs? Do you like watching out for your neighbors? Or
do you think all Americans...
Are you all about me, what I want?
I like watching out for my neighbors, and that's why I do a lot of volunteer work.
The EPA thing, I'm all for EPA, environmental protection. But
I'm for environmental protection, too, but you haven't made any positive case that the EPA actually does that. I mean, the United States government is the largest polluter in the world.
How much benzene's in the water now?
Which organization is the largest polluter in the world? I mean, if you want to grandstand and be a think you're going to walk all over us by talking over without having a conversation, I got the bigger mic.
This is the first time I've heard you guys.
Well, that's fine. Do you want to have a conversation or do you want to grandstand? Do you want to have a conversation or grandstand?
I've been walked over before, too, so...
You have been walked over before, so it's okay to walk on me?
I'm trying to get my point across.
Can we just...
questions. If you wanted me to answer you, that's what I was doing.
Okay.
Actually, you asked Stephanie a question. She was trying to answer, and you just started back up talking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just step back from this for a minute. And you know, is your name Mike? I'm sorry.
It is.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, Mike, you mentioned that don't we like to watch out for our neighbors and don't we like environmental protections? Yes, I think both of Mark and I would say that we do enjoy both of those things. And I just think that the means maybe differ from using the government to attain those goals. And I doubt that the government even can be used to attain those goals because they're unaccountable to people. They're supposed to serve customers, right? But it's not really customers when you can't choose to opt out of being ruled by that agency. You see where we're coming from on that?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on the fact that, you know, I think they should be able to be fired if they aren't doing their job. And probably a better way.
Do you have any evidence that they can?
Well, what I'm saying, they probably should be. And the best way to do that is to put in legislation, get everybody involved, put in legislation.
I don't know that that's true.
They're not doing their job.
I disagree. We've had 200 and something years of putting in legislation in order to solve these problems. And
yeah,
I would posit
been
that
involved.
Now I have to get involved.
Well,
in this organization
you know,
that I didn't ask for, I have to get involved in order to stop it.
I mean, you're putting an onus upon me.
I would prefer not to have that onus, Mike.
Can I just jump in?
I prefer not to do anything. It sounds like you just get your own country and do as you please.
How do I get my own country, Mike? Let me know.
You know, Mike, we are doing something. We're trying to raise awareness. And, you know, I think that getting involved in the system, a lot of people suggest stuff like that, but it can be a really slow and long process without any guarantee of results. And I don't see how it would really help these people who are this couple who bought, you know, a plot of land and was going to build a home but was threatened by the EPA. I mean, it would probably take...
source of the complaint, you know. The source of the complaint is probably one of their neighbors who has power and a connection in the EPA and get things done.
Yeah.
I would look at
that's
that source
possible.
And get things done.
So you see
and
the problem.
I would go after the person in the EPA. If they did something unjust, I would go after them personally, you know,
Mike,
their job.
Are monopolies good organizations generally?
No, it's just like the corporations right now. They,
right.
they control, you know,
is the government
the,
a monopoly? Is the government a monopoly?
In some cases.
Is the EPA a monopoly?
By the people.
No, but how, do you have any evidence that that's true? I've voted in every election.
No, actually,
my candidates don't win.
I agree. In the last 30 years, the corporations have gained most of the control. They
yep.
control the airwaves.
So
the media.
Do you have any evidence that there is any governmental organization where the rich and powerful have not seized control and have not kept it?
Well, the smaller organizations that are assembled by the few that are fighting against it.
I think the problem is, though, the organization, the organizational construct itself, the way that governments have been, actually they've evolved down from master and servant relationships, where you're talking about lords and vassals and serfs, and this is essentially what we have going today, except that, quote unquote, we the people elect people to be our lords,
and
you're supposed to be able to...
And what's the alternative until we gain control of our country? Anarchy?
I don't know what
the
alternative is.
To get every man, woman, and child involved to take their country back.
Well, we may not know
Mike, if you get in control, maybe you won't have the country I want. We can't take the country back because you don't want the same crap I do.
Majority. Well,
so it's about the majority. So screw 49% of the people. Is that what you're saying?
There's always compromise.
But there isn't compromise. When you have the majority,
it might be 98%.
98%. It might be, but generally...
one thing or one type of thing.
Presidential elections in this country have all... I mean, even with Barack Obama, he got didn't get more than 60% of the vote. So, I mean, you're talking about generally presidential elections are split 60-40.
So what would you prefer? Do just everybody do as they please?
Absolutely. The answer to your question, which you just frickin' asked me, Mike, is yes, everybody should do what they please unless they harm other people, in which case they should be held responsible for it.
And who's going to hold them responsible?
If I may jump in, this is kind of morphed from a conversation about the EPA into a conversation about government in general. And it's fine to have that, but, I mean, just getting back to the original point for a few minutes about the EPA, they are really not capable, just because of the way they're structured, of creating a win-win situation. They didn't talk to this couple before threatening them with $40 million in fines. They just did it. And that's the nature of the system itself.
And part of that problem is, and I would look into this, I would look into the source. Part of the problem is the far right does not want any regulation. So in order to make...
Free Talk Live, thanks for the call, Mike.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You are welcome to call in about whatever you'd like to talk about. We've been talking about the EPA and, you know, some of the horror stories they bring down on people. But if you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years. You've probably heard about this e-cigarette vaporizer device. And I'm here to tell you that the one made by Vaporsmiths.com is one of the premier ones on the market. E-cigarette vaporizer is 22,000 times healthier than a cigarette by some metrics. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month just by switching. There'd be no more ashtray mouth, no more secondhand smoke, no bad smell. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 from Vaporsmiths.com, and they'll give you a free starter kit. As long as you purchase 40 cartomizers, those are the things that contain the nicotine, with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. You'll get free shipping and a free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com or calling this number. It's at the website also, Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Again, that's a toll-free number, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Question for you, Mark.
Indeed.
What do you call an e-cigarette that is thick like a cigar? Because
yes.
I saw one of those today, and I heard it called an e-gar.
Yes. it's funny. E-gar. It's
yeah.
A funny word.
It's exactly.
You know, it is a cigarette is something that is has plant matter rolled up into a piece of paper. So
right.
An e-cigarette isn't a cigarette. It is a vaporizing device for, to atomize nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to market to your audience, and that's what the term is that people use, an e-cigarette, and it's, you know, it's fine. It is a nicotine delivery device.
Gotcha.
Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt.
Hello, Mark and Stephanie.
How are you,
Matt?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
All good. What would you like to talk about?
Originally, I was going to call in and actually disagree with something Stephanie said, but this last guy that called you guys really frosted my oats.
He was clearly charged and activated by the things that we'd said, and he's listening on a one of the more progressive stations that we have. And Free Talk Live is a show unlike any other out there. So we cross the boundaries. We're on conservative stations and progressive stations. And
the conservatives think we're liberals,
right.
And the liberals think we're conservatives.
When we talk about our anti-war message, you can believe how many people come out waving their flags and say, "You people hate America." And this guy actually called in and said the same thing. Well, what do you like about America? Don't you like social programs? As if half of America doesn't hate the social programs and understand that they institutionalize poverty.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, about these people, this gentleman doesn't seem to understand. He kept harping on, get involved. He doesn't seem to understand that the nature of government itself makes people not want to get involved.
It's designed that way. Government is designed to be ponderously slow in its changes and therefore making getting involved to be incredibly difficult. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm already working 60 or 70 hours a week in order to make ends meet, and now you want me to go to the school board meeting, the town meeting, the city councilor meeting, every one of the stinking committees they have. I've got to drive to the state capitol to have the 4,000 bills that they're passing. Don't forget Washington, D.C., where I've got to send money that I've worked so hard for in order to get these lobbying organizations on my side, when God knows I'll never have as much money as the corporations.
Why is it incumbent on you to do all this legwork to just try to stop all the stuff that they're bringing down on you? And, actually, this couple who bought the home and was threatened by the EPA actually tried talking to the EPA, and they were told by the EPA.
Go take a long walk off
a
short pier.
Yeah. The EPA said, if you're buying a piece of property, you should know it's in the wetlands. So it was
ignorance of the law is no excuse. Yes, we have more laws than you could possibly read in four lifetimes, but ignorance is no excuse, citizen. Get about following our laws. Write us a check while you're at it.
I spend my life trying to avoid getting involved in government because of that. I don't want to be involved in all that either. But then there's also the fact of the matter, as I see it, the fact of the matter is that if we had a free market and free market solutions, everyone would more or less have to get involved. You would have to sit there, and when you're trying to figure out how to solve your own personal problems, you would have to consider your options. And I think that you would have to do it more closely and better because nobody else is doing it for you. Right now, people think, the government's done that for me already. But that's
government's
not
handling
true.
Pollution, sure.
Right. Yeah, the government's already handling pollution. Why should I worry about it? And I believe that more and more people are opening their eyes and seeing this. And I hope this gentleman that is listening and that he continues to listen so that he can hear your ideas before he jumps to his own conclusions and measure them out and weigh them.
You've absolutely said the right thing. And, this is the fact of the matter is, in order to understand the incredible consistency of the ideas that we portray on Free Talk Live, these are ideas that you've never heard before. Mike has never heard them before, and many people who are calling the show and are listening to the show have never heard these ideas before. And the reason is they're not out there. You almost never hear these ideas. The consistent ideas of freedom and liberty, you have to listen and listen and listen in order to hear this.
And when you hear them, they make sense. You may hear kind of kernels of truth and different media, but
right.
It's really not a consistent message.
Mike didn't disagree with any of our points. He didn't disagree with any of them.
Once
he just disagreed
down,
with the solution. And and frankly, I don't think the solution is getting involved in the national government. I think that's a better idea is having all 50 states secede. I'd rather deal with a government that was sitting over a few hundred miles away than one that's 1,000 miles away. I mean, they're in Madison, Wisconsin. What can you do about the United States government and its traditions? Why is it that I have to send money to this organization that seems to spend its time running around the world killing innocent people? I don't want to do that.
But
and
you can't opt out.
I can opt out. I'll just go to prison,
right,
and I won't be able to take care of my 3.5-year-old and my wife and all these things that I consider to be the most important things to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same reason that the slaves stayed on the plantations, because they had developed personal relationships with each other, and life isn't so bad. So where would it be better? And that's the other thing. You know, basically Mike did with the, is there anything you like about America? America, love it or leave it. He did essentially the right-wing thing, which is kind of amusing. Matt, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. It was amusing that he did the, well, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah.
Well, where the heck are you going to go? I mean, I'll admit to you, the United States is sliding down the ladder of free nations in the world, sadly. You know, the place that, when I was a kid, people would call it the freest nation in the world. I think they might have been right. But now, you know, 40 years later, 30 years later, you know, obviously I wouldn't have heard anything when I was an embryo, 30 years later, it's, I don't think it's not true anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at the lists of the, you know, free press. The United States is like in the 20s there. You look at most economically free, it hovers between 7 and 13, sliding down. Places that I would have considered socialist governments, like Australia and Canada, those they're higher. New Zealand,
yeah.
I mean, they're higher as far as economic liberty goes.
It's getting to the point, just anecdotally, I mean, we can look at these empirical rankings and kind of compare them from year to year and see that the United States is going down based on these objective criteria that have stayed consistent. But just anecdotally, I mean, how hard has it gotten since even 10 years ago? How much harder has it gotten to start a business? Just think of that very simple thing that so many people used to do on a weekly, monthly basis.
You're
talking
about lemonade stands. I mean, the government has been going around. This isn't concerted. This isn't a conspiracy. But you're talking about little different zoning bureaucrats and cops shutting down kids' lemonade stands at their houses and on the sidewalk and stuff like that. I mean,
and
what,
think about the border, you know, all these immigration checkpoints that are hundreds of miles, up to 100 miles in from the border. Think about how easy it is to get arrested these days. I mean, we've known journalists who have gotten arrested for attempting to film in a public courtroom. You know, it's crazy. It didn't used to be like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely turning into, it's we're sliding into a police state. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about what is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That is what we do. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It is a conversation, but you can call in and talk about whatever, and converse with us about what you wish. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You've probably been hearing us talk about bitcoins for a while now. And maybe you didn't know how to get them. And there's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It's just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you do it over the Internet. It's Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. Bitcoins have the potential to change the Internet and how our activities go there. You deserve, you owe it to yourself to go check out exchangebitcoins.com. And actually, weusecoins.org is a great video to give you an introduction. Let's go to Patrick in Tennessee. Patrick?
Hi, how are you?
All is well. What's on your mind?
Great, man. Hey, first time listener. I was coming home from work tonight and heard you guys for the first time on here.
You're probably shocked.
Welcome.
Well, I was shocked when I heard the caller ask you, what do you love about America? Oh, God.
Well, this is, Patrick, as I pointed out, Free Talk Live is unusual in that we're on both conservative and liberal stations because we are neither conservatives nor liberals.
Yeah,
and
we
so
like
you'll get
liberty.
A cross section of people calling in.
Okay, I was fixing to ask them, what are you? You answered that. You're a cross-section for everybody to kind of voice themselves.
The purpose of Free Talk Live is to allow anybody to call in, but I would, if you want a term for what I am, you might use the term libertarian. I don't like that term because the Libertarian Party is corrupted, but
I would say libertarian, but not associated with, like, the Libertarian Party or anything like that. And just to clear up any misconceptions, I think that Mark and I would both agree that we think people are the best ones to make decisions about how to run their own lives, and that solutions to social problems should be voluntary.
Not forming another committee.
Right. Committees make the worst decisions.
Right. Suggested earlier.
Right. Well, okay. They've got a committee. You just need to appeal to it. It may be partially corrupt, but you just need to appeal to the ones that aren't corrupt. As if you give a position of power and authority and wealth to somebody, the corrupt will not be attracted to that.
That sounds like the truth. Well, listen, I've got a little gold nugget. My mother recently. I'm 40 years old and still getting wisdom from the parents. The other night, we were discussing government, and she said, and jobs and everything, and we were talking about this new kick that Obama is on with trying to cheerlead and hype people up on let's blame the rich. It's all their fault. Well, the little gold nugget of wisdom I have for all the listeners and callers out there, if you want to blame the rich, ask yourself this question. How many poor people ever gave you a job? It's simple as that. And then the second question they need to ask is this. If you ever had a job and you're unemployed now, who gave you that job, a rich person or a poor person?
You know, the whole rich poor paradigm, I've been stuck in it myself, and I think that the government creates a class warfare. People want the money that the rich people have. They'll claim things like, well, they used the government to get their money, they used fraud to get their money, or they did it on the backs of the proletariat or something like that.
Well, and I can sympathize with that point of view, because oftentimes government does protect the interests of the huge corporations, and we can't deny that corporate welfare is out there, too. I mean,
there are areas for improvement, absolutely, yes.
But, you know, when it boils down to it, If it's okay to steal from rich people, it's okay to steal from poor people. If it's okay, if you can take somebody's wealth, if you can take their life, you can take their wealth, you can take their life, you can take their liberty, you can take anything. If you claim for yourself the ability to steal, you can claim for yourself the ability to kill. A government that can take a little from you can take a lot from everyone.
Thank you. Sounds great. I recently ordered a copy of the Constitution from the Heritage Foundation, and I've got those framed, and I'm like, this is the American dream.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the Constitution is a document that has failed in its role.
As Lysander Spooner said, it's either enabled everything bad to go on that's gone on, or it has been powerless to prevent it, to paraphrase his quote.
I like the ideas of the small government ensconced in it, but I think it's failed. Go ahead.
I have a question for you then, because you actually raise an interesting point there. But my question to you is, and it's not that I disagree, what is the solution to a document? Our forefathers knew that what big government meant. They left this. They knew what we would come full circle if they didn't have the firewalls in the Constitution to stop government.
I don't know that that's true. I think that in and of itself is an inaccurate statement, Patrick. They had a smaller government document called the Articles of Confederation, and in fact, big government advocates called the Federalists advocated for a larger union, mostly banging the war drum of fear, saying that we're going to get attacked as little states and stuff like that. And so I think that the founding fathers were a conglomeration of what we would call liberals and conservatives of their own time, and they were big government and small government.
Okay, the question then would be this. What would be your reasonable solution to modifying or adjusting the Constitution, unlike it's being done today? Today it's being shredded and being destroyed and abused.
I would say just very quickly for like a little soundbite, Patrick, that I think any organization that's offering services should be subject to competition, and people should be able to opt out, and that would take care of pretty much all the problems.
Government employees should be responsible for their actions, and in that way I mean that you should be able to sue them, not just the government agency, but the individuals who do what they do.
Well, and somebody brought this point up before and said, oh, well, I think it was Michael, the caller, or Mike, the caller, who was really riled up in supporting the EPA, and I think he said that, well, you should just go after the bad individuals in the APA, but often government agents have this thing called sovereign immunity, where they cannot be
sued. Or limited or qualified immunity or whatever.
Yeah. Right, and so they have limited liability for what they actually do. So that's not a good answer.
Patrick, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. A couple nights ago, I had a very, very long and involved conversation with my dad about the ideas of liberty. I tried to strike the root, you know, talking about how people don't consent to their government. But that completely backfired, and I'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, he brought up a number of objections, which I wasn't able to answer because I saw certain counter-arguments to the counter-arguments I was going to say. But I want to bring up just one per night to make sure that each is addressed sufficiently.
Okay.
Tonight, the objection I'd like to discuss regards the consent to be governed, which is the root of it all, isn't it? So, I talked to my dad, and it started with me making the argument that taxation is bad because people don't consent to it. They can't say no, or else they'll be imprisoned. His reply was that whenever you move to a place, you implicitly consent to abide by the rules of that place.
And so what if you don't move?
What?
What if you don't move?
Like, what if you were born there?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really get into that, but, you know, I moved to where I am now. You moved to where you are now. So,
This is the thing I say to people who would bring this up, and I've had this happen more than once here in New Hampshire. You know, you moved here. You should abide by our rules. Don't try to change our politics. I say, I will gladly move back to Sarasota, Florida, if you go get every New Hampshireite who has turned 75 and moved to Sarasota and then began voting their interests in Sarasota out of Sarasota. I'll move back. And then they realize that, well, you know, I mean, obviously people are going to vote their interests and they're going to vote them where they are. And I have as much right to, you know, advocate for my position as anyone else.
Right. But that does not, I mean, but that doesn't deny the legitimacy of the idea.
Okay,
that...
so the legitimacy is this. It goes back to foundational principles. The government as it exists today was an organization of armed men that said, you will do what we say or we will shoot you in the head. Mostly they used pointy things at that time. We will stab you through with something. So, you know, the Indians, they slaughtered and, you know, exterminated them at their will. You're talking about there were two sides in this particular conflict, people who believed that the legitimate role of government was given to the king. And I see no reason why, if the legitimate role of the government belongs to, quote unquote, a majority, the representatives of a majority of the people, that it can't belong to one guy.
Well,
king
had so-called divine right, right? Like he said, God appointed him as the king or chose him.
What difference
like
does it make whether he has divine right or, you know, just the political power exists with him?
Well, precisely. That's the point I wanted to make, is that it's no more legitimate when someone just claims a legitimate ability to use force than when someone says that, well, God told me that I'm legitimate.
This government is only legitimate because people believe it and because it used violence to get where it was. And if that's true, then I should be able to take your wallet and stab you in the gut because I used violence to do so.
Right.
I have more. Can I hold over through the break?
Nick, hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.